Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got Jim Dolan making the dumbest decision. And again, here's where judgment comes in. First of all, in life, folks, if you are a public person of any note, of any size, it doesn't matter if you're a sportscaster, a player, a coach, an owner, you can't have rabbit ears. You cannot. And rabbit ears is an old sports expression, especially a baseball expression, about a guy who hears everything. So that when they bench jockey, the guy doesn't pay attention at the plate. All he hears is them riding him. So they say he has rabbit ears, big ears that hear everything, okay? Here's Dolan, who sits under the basket, who has to go up. He could go out. There's another entranceway over there. He didn't. He went out and up to go out, okay? Where he goes out, if he walks another 10 feet with his security guys, if he walks another 10 feet, lets the guy yell, sell the team. Within 4 seconds, he is out of that guy's vision. He is underneath the building. The guy can't proceed after him. He's gone. In that 4 seconds of judgment, 10 feet, 4 seconds, in that 4 seconds of judgment, instead of it being just empty words that no one heard and three people heard and no one paid attention to, and you just kept walking. Instead, it is a enormous incident with TMZ, with it going viral, with it being headlines, with it being stories. So if you just were smart enough and had enough self-restraint to walk 10 feet in 4 seconds and just keep walking, you were walking, just keep walking. No one knows what was said. No one hears what was said. And you don't have to spend 2 minutes on an incident that now will consume hour after hour of damage control and discussions about how to handle it and how to play the media and everything else that'll go into it. 4 seconds of self-restraint. And it's over with. Somebody confronts you physically, hey, you have no choice. That's it. That's a whole different ball game. You have no choice. Plus, he's got security guards anyway. But that's a different story. But when something's said, act like you didn't hear it and just keep moving. And it's over with. It doesn't exist unless you go back and make it a confrontation and an incident. Dumb, dumb, dumb. I mean, you can't win. You cannot win. If you're an owner, you cannot win fighting your fan base. You cannot win. Because what are you going to do? What happens when they chant, start the whole building chant? What are you going to do? Take all their tickets? Pull all their tickets? It's not going to work. It's so easy. And I understand. No one likes it. It's happened to everybody. Everyone's had someone yell something at them from in some building or somewhere. You act like you don't hear it. And it's over with. Why start a confrontation? It's just not worth it. There's no upside. Zero upside. And think about it. In the 4 seconds that you kept moving versus how much time and effort's now going to go into dealing with it. That make a lot of sense. Really doesn't make a lot of sense.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.